Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
What's more important than food and water? It's something that we're addicted to, and we feel we cannot live one day without. So, Miguel, what to you would you need faster if you were, like, stranded? Faster than food and water?
Faster than food and water?
Yes.
I would say probably some chocolate chip cookies.
Are you being serious right now with these chocolate chip cookies?
No. What would I need? Probably a place to sleep. I mean, you need shelter
now
if you're stranded.
That's valid.
Yeah.
And you know what? That anything like that would have been a really good answer. But those of us that are considered millennials, we absolutely...
Don't you say avocado.
Oh, God.
If you say avocado, absolutely, I can't handle being a millennial.
Well, that's just because you don't like avocado.
No, even if I did, no.
Okay, well, apparently, when asked in a poll, most people said, okay, I can go without food and water, you know, within the day. About 19% of people said that, and that was the second highest percentage.
Oh, okay.
So, obviously, food and water is important.
Right.
20% of people, which is the most, the majority, said that they could not go without their cell phone.
Oh, cell phone. Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, but what if the cell phone is no good to you there? Like, do you still want to try it for a day? Or
But you can still go through your pictures and make sure that all the pictures that you took leading up into the shipwreck were amazing. You had the perfect angle. You look good. So when you do get rescued, you can make your follow count go up, and then you can post your, or you can make a book out of it. I mean, and it can be your best selfies while you're stranded.
You are so stupid.
I'm just saying, listen, these are a reality. Listen, if I were stranded outside of trying to find myself off of an island, my second thought would be, how can I make money off of this when I get rescued? And it would be taking a selfie a day while you're stranded.
Wow. And so we could watch your beard grow out.
Exactly.
And we could watch as you befriend like a volleyball.
I'm just saying, listen, these are how, this is the, these are the ways that you have to think in if you're in that situation for when you are rescued.
Ah, okay. Well,
so you can make money off of it.
Okay, good, good. Well, I see you and your cell phone. I may still take water. It's fine. All right, let's talk about this weather situation because obviously all of us are thinking about Michael.
Yeah, it's really scary right now as we're trying to process what's happening right now.
Yes, and it's bearing down, and we will get another major update, obviously, at 8 a.m. Let's focus on us here in Tampa Bay right now. Obviously, we're going to be getting some rain today, but it shouldn't be too heavy until this afternoon. So we're looking at maybe some showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, but really this evening is when we're going to see a lot of the action. The rain for sure, I mean, it's a maybe this afternoon, but the rain for sure will start this evening and then thunderstorms into later tonight.
Wow, it's really scary thinking about this, and I'm sure if you have family members or friends that live in the panhandle and you're trying to sort of help them, I mean, literally yesterday I spent time texting with several friends, and some of them were like, well, we're just going to hunker down. It hasn't been this bad since the 90s, and we're good. My house has been here.
We're looking at a major catastrophic event.
It is, and it's really scary. And so the people that I have been talking to that are fleeing, I'm like, I understand, because we all did that last year with Irma.
Yeah.
In trying to escape, you know, from what she was going to do to Tampa Bay. And thankfully, we were spared.
Right.
And I'm hoping by some stretch that the European model will show something different.
All of a sudden
like it
did. Does a loop-de-loop and goes down somewhere else.
Exactly. No, just like it did last year with us. I'm hoping that something like that.
It's barreling towards the panhandle. I mean, even if it curves a little to the left or the right, like, it doesn't matter. We're going to get hit in Florida. So we're going to need to be able to mobilize. We're going to need to be able to mobilize, get stuff together, and help our neighbors in the panhandle in the next coming days. But right now, unfortunately, all you can do with a hurricane is just wait and watch.
Exactly.
And encourage the people that you know that are up there to evacuate.
So what we'll be doing is, you know, as we're keeping our eye on it, you know, if it gets really bad, we will be mobilizing and being able to help out those in need and find, and, you know, figuring out what do they need, water, clothes, whatever.
Right.
And of course, we'll be helping those who are our neighbors up in the panhandle as soon as we know what the situation is.
Well, because we were there last year. So we know what you need. You know, you got ice. You need water. Mm-hmm. You need some of the basic necessities when you don't have power.
Exactly.
So anyway, so we'll be keeping you up to date with what we're going to do here in Tampa Bay to help our neighbors to the north in the coming days. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly and Hot 101.5.
We got Miguel and Holly radio blogs coming up after 6:45.
Come on, turn the radio on. Join the conversation with Miguel and Holly at 877-999-1015.
Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.